Hi, it's Beth here. Over 65, still talking. Episode 258, October 7th, 2021. Now, this is going to sound crazy. Like, I have no business doing this. I have a review of Venom. Let There Be Carnage. I know. It sounds crazy, like an oxymoron. Like, what do I know about Marvel movies? Well, really not much. And I'm not really of their demographic by a long shot. But I was in the theater with these 12 and 13 year old boys and girls, and they were laughing and they enjoyed it. Nobody got up to go to the bathroom. They practically stopped eating their popcorn. It is so enjoyable. Excuse me. It is so funny, and it has the greatest moral compass I've seen in such a long time. The bad guys are bad. The good guys are good. Tom Hardy is so hilarious with Venom. He's inside him. It's like he's speaking to his id. He's trying to control his anger. Who when you're 12 and 13 doesn't have these problems? They were falling out of their chairs. So I'm watching it thinking, oh, please don't blow this, movie people. And they didn't. He goes out to dinner with Michelle Williams, who he's madly in love with, and she tells him that she's engaged. She handles it so, her timing is beautiful. She's kind and compassionate, but the moral to it is he's not ready to be in love. He has no control over his anger. But it's hilarious. And then the bad guy's Woody Harrelson, and he has a bad girlfriend. And of course, they were raised in an orphanage, and they weren't loved, and they go completely off the rails, but that's not an excuse. There is no little bunny inside either one of them that's just been injured. They are bad. Oh my God, it was like a breath of fresh air. The good guys were good, the bad guys were bad. It was like Superman back in the 50s. And the audience, the kids were riveted. It had a moral, but it wasn't so heavy-handed that you had to hate the moral and disown the moral and just despise the moral. It was hidden. Oh my gosh, it was so well done. Now, I will tell you that I know this is a drinking movie. Every time Venom says, let there be carnage, people are drinking. So I'm not saying it's perfect. But for the 12 and 13-year-olds, the moral is amazing. And the best part to me is Michelle Williams is engaged to another man. He's a doctor. They didn't make him a joke. They didn't make him spineless or toothless. He actually helps out in the end, helping the good guys win. But that's not the point. The point is he's a good man. And Michelle says to Tom Hardy at that dinner that is hilarious, that he makes her feel safe. He's like a gentleman. And he's masculine. And he's sexy, and she loves him. I've never seen them not make fun of the good boyfriend. There is nothing not to like about this movie. I know it's got violence and all that, but it's not like the end of the world violence. It's not relaxing exactly, but it's sort of cartoonish. But the big, heavy morals, like become a better man, so that at the end, or a woman, I mean, I would have seen this when I was 12 or 13, and I would have laughed my head off because I had an it in me like a cookie monster. This is like a teenage cookie monster. I wanted things so badly. Like Venom wants things so badly, and he doesn't care how he gets them. And that's kind of how it feels when you get your first shot of, you know, hormones, estrogen, testosterone, whatever. It makes you crazy. These kids were so hysterically laughing. I mean, unguarded laughing. It was so nice to see. And they were with boys and girls. It was like terrific. So the moral to this movie, and it might have been a homeschooling group, I'm not sure, because it was on a Monday. I tried to go to an early show that would be empty, but there was this group of kids in front and they were adorable. So, but I really think that this message is so well packaged because it is so funny. And then at the end of the movie, he's on the beach. He and Tom Hardy, you know, the buddy couple, the buddy movie, you know, Venom inside of him, are alone on a beach. And Venom has some good qualities too. You can tell he's salvageable. He's a symbiont who deserves love, and he loves Tom. Like, there's goodness inside him. He's savable, but it's going to take some work. And Tom Hardy and he together in that one body are off on the beach trying to work things out. Who doesn't love this? So, I mean, I've read all the reviews. I thought this would be obvious and it would be part of the reviews, but it really isn't. It is a morality tale for your teenager, grandson, granddaughter, son, daughter, whatever. And for you, it gives me hope. It's like there was no anti-hero. There was no Joker that was so funny, like a Jack Nicholson who you love but you hate. There was nothing like that in this movie. Nothing. It was all people trying to be better. And Michelle runs off with the doctor because she feels safe. It's so amazing. She doesn't fall in love with Tom Hardy, even though he's complicated, and she drops this really nice guy for no reason. She stays with a really nice guy. Oh my gosh, this movie from beginning to end made perfect sense. People got what they deserved. And if they were unfinished, they were working on it. So I'm telling you, this one, I hope kids are watching it, your sleepovers for the next 10 years. And it's hilarious, especially the dining room scene. He is so funny. He says everything everybody says in their mind, and he can hardly control it. It's beautiful. Perfect for teenagers. Just had to tell you, don't be afraid of this movie. Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I mean, you know, you get your kid in the theater with that title. And then let the movie magic begin. Tom Hardy wrote this, co-wrote it. He must be a really nice guy. It's got a great heart. He co-wrote it with this girl who did How Many Shades of Grey? 40 Shades, 50, whatever. She found the humor. She can mine anything for inherent absurd humor. They must have made a beautiful team together, because this is mined for everything it can give you, every laugh. And the timing, Michelle Williams is a good actress and she's funny. So it was a joy. I mean, seriously, I mean, maybe I've spent too much time inside. I don't know. But it was a joy for me to see something that kids might see with a really good example of what it is to be human and what it is to be better. So think about it and stay sane. And I really hope you have somebody you can share it with, or share it with your husband, or share it. I mean, I was alone. I loved it. I was just watching people in the audience. That's half of what I do. So you don't, I mean, maybe the guy thought, you know, taking my ticket, maybe it was amusing for him. I mean, I don't even care. I loved it. Go by yourself. Do whatever you want. Get popcorn, get butter, live it up. I will talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.